Chapter 11. The day dawned, humid and grey. Soon, huge dark cloud masses bunched in a lowering sky, occasionally cut through by forked lightning flashes over to the west. Thunder rumbled dully from the far horizons of the golden plain. Then drops of rain, each one as big as a beech nut, began falling. Constance the Badger was wakened by the wetness, combined with the scream of distress from baby Rollo.
Mama!
All around the Badger, red wall creatures were wakening, groaning and stumbling about in the heavy downpour. Matthias held his throbbing head with one paw as he shook Constance.
Quickly! Let's get them all in out of the rain! Was that somebody shouting a moment ago?
Mama! Mama, wake up!
Constance came fully awake as thunder boomed out overhead and the scene was lit by a branch of forked lightning.
It's baby Rollo, over by the north wall gate.
Hurrying through the battering thunderstorm, Constance and Matthias dashed to where the little bank vole sat crying by the small gate low in the sandstone wall. He was shaking the still form of Mrs. Letty Bank Vole.
I'm getting wet.
The warrior mouse's head began to clear with the rain.
Cornflower, over here. Take this little one inside. We must find out what's been going on here.
Cornflower scurried off, carrying baby Rollo in her paws, as she shielded him from the wet with her body.
There, there, little Rollo. You come with me. Matthias and Constance will see to your mama.
Basil Staghare dashed to join them, a skinny, bedraggled figure in the rain.
Oh, my poor old head. Hello. What's up, you two?
Constance sat by the pitiful bundle on the grass, wiping rainwater from her eyes.
She's dead. Matthias, who could have done this?
Matthias had his forehead flat against the wall. Rain mingled with the tears that filled his eyes.
Who else but that rotten fox and his venomous gang? I was taken in, fooled. Oh, the filthy cowards! How could they murder a helpless creature like Mrs. Bank Vole?
From behind the open wall door, there came a faint moan. Matthias straightened up quickly and rushed towards the door as it swung back. John Church Mouse staggered out from behind the door, blood flowing from his temple, where an ugly cut ran a jagged line from ear to ear. Matthias caught him, holding him up against the wall in the pouring rain.
John, are you all right? What's happened?
The church mouse wiped rainwater and blood from his eyes. He was obviously in deep shock, reliving the horrific events that he had witnessed.
Stop! Stop them! Get back, Mrs. Bankvole! No! No! Come on, Hugo! Got to stop them! Lord, can't see! Where's Hugo? Where's Hugo?
He collapsed senseless against Matthias. Constance stepped in, sweeping the unconscious church mouse up with a single paw.
I'll get John inside. Winifred, cover Mrs. Bankvole with a tablecloth for the moment. Matthias, Basil, see if you can find Friar Hugo.
The big badger hurried off through the curtain of rain with her burden. The warrior mouse and the hare searched frantically around the grounds in the increasing downpour.
Friar Hugo, where are you?
Hugo, come on, old lad, call out if you can hear us.
Winifred the otter bumped into Matthias as he rounded the bell tower.
No sign of Hugo?
She asked.
None at all, Winifred. He must have followed them out of the grounds. Hey, Basil! Come on! Let's search the woodlands outside the gate!
The rain made loud splattering noises as it burst upon the tree canopy. Visibility was bad with rising mist in the woods. Matthias searched in the loam, beneath bushes, behind trees and among ferns. Nearby, he could hear Basil muttering through the deluge.
Come on, Hugo, you old pen walloper. Show yourself. I promise I'll never raid your kitchens again. Cross me heart and hope to starve.
Winifred the otter shook water from her sleek coat as she bobbed up and down, hoping to catch a glimpse of Hugo in the distance. She checked it with Matthias.
I don't think a fat little mouse like Hugo could have travelled further than this. Perhaps we'd better make our way back to the abbey and search the grounds more thoroughly,
she suggested. Suddenly, Matthias went rigid.
Listen! Can you hear something, Winifred?
A muffled noise came to them through the rain. The otter pointed.
Over there! Quick!
They crashed through the undergrowth to the place where the sound came from. It was Basil Staghare. He was crouching on the wet ground, hugging something to him and sobbing brokenly. Matthias felt a huge lump like a lead weight in his chest as he knelt beside the hare. Winifred turned away, unable to look. The fat little red wall cook lay limp and dead, unaware of the rain that beat down upon the favourite dock leaf, his tail still held in its curl.